Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open this broadcast with Trenches by Pop People. It is... I would kind of do it. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 22nd day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And going to get down to 32. We got rain and snow. Pressure's down. I mean, it don't make no goddamn sense, and it ain't supposed to. Well, now let's see if we can go look at our articles. So we can see if anybody's savvy. You know, yesterday when we couldn't get this computer, when this computer wouldn't, son of a bitch. There we go. But the problem was none of the passwords were working. I went downstairs and took the other computer out, and passwords worked fine. So that means it was isolated to this broadcast computer, whatever in the fuck it was. So we fixed it with this link here. Oh my goodness, we have it at there. Okay. Well, here, this is old news. I mean, they're handing our fucking arsenal over to the fucking Khazarian sons of bitches over there in Ukraine. And they're building them the fucking army, just like they built the Japanese fucking army, just like they built the Russian fucking army, just like they're building the Chinese fucking army. They're building a fucking army in the Ukraine for them to fucking, for the Khazarian Jew motherfuckers to have a fucking the artillery that belonged, that we bought and paid for to use on us, to kill us. And there's no two ways about it. Anyway, this was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. on Monday announced a new $350 million arms package for Ukraine that includes ammunition for the HIMARS, rocket launchers, artillery rounds, and high-speed anti-radiation missiles. What the hell is that? The arms are being sent to Ukraine via the presidential drawdown authority. What presidential drawdown authority? You are a corporation. You have no fucking authority over the fucking resources of we the people. You're a fucking, your people, your Capitol Hill is occupied by motherfucking full-blooded fucking communists. And they have a fucking goddamn fence up, and they have a army holding it. And you can't fucking see that far? Presidential drawdown authority, my fucking ass. He has no authority. He's a goddamn international corporate fucking criminal. All he has coming to him is a fucking short trial and a short fucking rope, which allows President Biden, which allows, no, it don't. You can't, we didn't allow you to do shit. Only we can allow. We hold the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, you fucking corporate piece of shit. Biden to ship Kiev weapons and equipment directly from Pentagon stockpiles. From our Pentagon stockpiles. See, you had Trump come in. Oh, Trump. Give him a chance. Trump. Come in. And he built. I mean, that's the whole goddamn thing. He spent all our fucking money building goddamn The arsenal is down. We need a bigger arsenal. We need a huge arsenal so we can turn it over to my Khazarian fucking brethren, through my brother fucking Biden. You think these motherfuckers don't shit through the same hole? You're a fucking retard. And this is exactly what happened. Take down our stockpiles. I mean, hey, we might go to war with China any fucking day. Well, I'll tell you what, China, and I'll tell the rest of you motherfuckers, you will fucking fight every fucking American national in this goddamn country, and you will not fucking win. We will find new ways to kill your ass. The funds are being pulled from the $45 billion aid bill Congress passed in December for fucking Ukraine while our people live and got underneath fucking freeway passes in the fucking freezing ass winter with their fucking children. You low-life son of a bitches do not represent us. This is an occupation. You fucking people are sitting back and allowing it when you've got the means to fucking stop it. That's just all there is to. You have the means to stop it. You just don't have the fucking backbone or the balls. According to the Pentagon, the full package includes the following: ammunition for HIMARS, 155-millimeter artillery rounds, 25-millimeter ammunition, HARMS, whatever the HARMS is, 81-millimeter, 60-millimeter mortar systems and mortar rounds, AT-4 anti-armor weapon systems, grenade launchers, small arms and associated ammunition, demolition munitions and equipment for obstacle clearing, mine clearing equipment, heavy fuel tankers, thermal imagery system, optics and laser range finders, ravine patrol boats, okay, testing and diagnostic equipment to support vehicle maintenance and repairs, spare parts and other field equipment. So fucking basically everything that fucking old Trumpy fucking piled up because we were behind and China's going to get us. So you fucking people tighten your belts. Don't eat. We have an emergency here. We need your fucking money for the industrial war complex. And then they take your goddamn, they're taking our munitions that belong to we the fucking people, and they're handing them over to the fucking goddamn worst enemy we've ever had. And we're just sitting here fucking watching it. The Pentagon also realized a fact sheet on Monday that said the U.S. has pledged over $32.5 billion in military equipment, bullshit, times out about 10, in military equipment for Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24, 2022. And don't think that goddamn Putin, don't think them fuckers ain't over there. You know, they're taking a fucking 95 cents of every dollar, and they're sitting down at the fucking table over there in the Ukraine where the fucking Bidens have their fucking criminal fucking headquarters, and they're dividing it up just like they divided up that $3.2 trillion fucking dollars that son of a bitch Trump gave to the richest fucking people on the fucking in the fucking country that had made record profits since 2008 when they fucking broke and destroyed fucking people's fucking lives and destroyed their fucking goddamn lives' work. The new package comes after a Pentagon official told the New York Times that upcoming ammunition shipments were part of a last-ditch effort to help Ukraine on the battlefield as Ukraine forces are using artillery rounds at an unsustainable rate, according to the fact sheet. The U.S. has pledged over 15,155,000 millimeter artillery rounds for Ukraine. For Ukraine. And on the other end, then tomorrow we'll be talking about how China's, you know, you got your three fucking military fucking ex-generals of the United States over there putting together. See, I bet you China isn't digging into their goddamn stockpiles and sending them no fucking where. They're piling them up, making them out of our fucking scrap that we're sending over there, just like with fucking Japan. Forget the fucking past and you will repeat it. But what the fuck's the use, man? I mean, goddamn it, it ain't like this is all a fucking secret to our people out there. It ain't a secret to nobody. You got to be a goddamn fool not to fucking see exactly what's going on. The policy has depleted Western military stockpiles. Western military stockpiles. I mean, this is fucking, they're setting you up. You don't fucking take and hand out our fucking goddamn guns to the goddamn enemies. What makes the Ukraine my goddamn friend? But the fucking Jews? The Jews who have fucking made misery across this fucking planet, perpetrated fucking wars for fucking resources, those slimy motherfucking Khazarian bastards, those fucking Jesus, those Zionist pigs. That's who your shit's being handed over to. And you bought and paid for it with the sweat of your fucking brow because it's real fucking wealth. But hey, you're just going to sit there and watch it all fucking happen. You're going to watch, you'd sit there and fucking see the roof caving in and not even run for the fucking door. I swear to God you would. Last ditch effort, huh? The policy has depleted Western military stockpiles, and NATO's Secretary of General Jens Stoltenberg.
Oi!
Every time you hit somebody, the fucking that up there fucking running shit. Oi! Is there that many goddamn Jews on this fucking planet? Of course there isn't. But, oh man, don't say nothing about them kite motherfuckers, huh? Fuck them. Has acknowledged that all 30 alliance members cannot produce ammunition at the rate it's being used in Ukraine. The U.S. and its allies have taken steps to boost production, but it will take months before any progress is made. See, we can't get fucking munitions. We can't get powder. We can't get shit. This fucking country's supposed to be first. These motherfuckers do not represent you. They never have represented you. They haven't never represented you since the beginning of this fucking country. And you better fucking realize it. The only representative you ever had was before the fucking takeover by Abraham Springsteen, declaring fucking goddamn martial law and declaring that with powers he didn't have. Arresting fucking judges who told him that you can't do this. It's against the fucking law. Why in the fuck didn't those dumbass son of a bitches back then take those blue uniforms, take those gray uniforms, throw them in the fucking dirt, spit on them, put their fucking clothes on, go to Washington, D.C. and hang every fucking international treasonous son of a bitch in one of them. And then got rid of that phony fucking constitution that never fucking existed. You fucking declared your power. We will declare our power. Our power was declared at Lexington and Concord. We fought the fucking British for a year and 3 fucking months before the aristocrats seen it could not be stopped. Oh, this ain't going to be about. And what were they fighting for? They were fighting for their motherfucking rights. But no, you can't. We can't have this. Oh, hell no. Not the aristocrats. Not these motherfuckers who never hit a fucking lick in their whole fucking life and get everything fucking handed to them at the fucking behest of the fucking people they subjugate and enslave. No, we can't have that. We're going to have a corporate fucking welfare state. All the fucking money's going to go to the fucking filthy rich. To have money, you have to have money. Don't you see how that fucking works? They use the fucking fiat dollar. Our gold and silver is fucking gone. Anybody that thinks it ain't, you're stupid. They are pulling this fucking country down as low as they can fucking pull it before they make their fucking attack. And they've already got goddamn full armies behind our fucking lines. And if you don't fucking realize that, you're a fucking retard. They won't talk about it. I mean, well, they will. I mean, they'll pull that fucking pan off the back burner. Fucking, they just keep going around in the fucking circle just trying to scare you clear to fucking death. Well, man, it's time to fucking stand up and fucking be somebody. Either leave this to your grandchildren. Leave fucking slavery to your grandchildren. Leave them under the fucking whip of a fucking Chinaman kowtowing at that motherfucker's feet, that worthless, stupid son of a bitch's feet, or stand up like goddamn men and fight. And you women, you make your fucking men fight. Tell them they're fucking cowards if they don't.
The women are the problem as far as I'm concerned.
Pardon?
The women are the problem as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. That's what I found too, my friend. That's what I found too. But the goddamn men, I'll tell you what, if you ain't man enough to fucking control your fucking woman, you ain't a goddamn man either.
I agree with you.
No arguing it. I mean, it is what it fucking is, and we have to fucking deal with it. We can't fight for the people who would fucking just accept this fucking shit, but we cannot allow freedom and liberty to be flushed down the fucking toilet and fucking hidden in history that it never, like, never fucking existed, because this present generation ain't felt it. They do not understand what it is. We even, what we felt was a fucking goddamn penance of what belonged to us. We should have, I mean, we should be living in goddamn content. We should not be involved with the fucking world. Fuck the world. We came here and we made our home here on this fucking continent. We have our goddamn boundaries. We have our sovereignty. As individual free sovereign nationals, we have our right to access our resources. These son of a bitches have taken from us without due process of the law. Everything they have done is a fucking fraud. And still, we, as we have the goddamn largest army on planet Earth and could wipe their fucking ass out in a single fucking day if we acted as one, we set and take it. Why? Because there's people with other fucking interests. There's people from other fucking angles. I'm making money, man. I can get through this, man. I'm, you know, I'm one of the chosen. No, you're not. You're stupid. There's only one chosen at the fucking top. They want one fucking king. And you fucking people are going backwards in time and you can't even see it. You're not going backwards in time per technology to where the good, I mean, like the good old days, when you could fucking actually walk around and feel like somebody wasn't fucking watching you, and where you could fucking go and do the things you wanted to do without being fucking oppressed by these fucking monsters. Okay, Alliance members cannot produce enough ammunition at this rate. And they couldn't, when we need ammunition, we need it right now. You motherfuckers are supposed to be, you know what, fucking... We need to fucking just crush them. You goddamn, you people who are making ammunition, you people back in South Carolina and places like that, where you depend on this industry for your bread and butter, you are betraying your own fucking people for fucking mammon. There are people suffering to keep from fucking, to keep from being a part of this, to stay fucking true to the Bill of Rights, to stay true to what our fucking forefathers died to give us. But they lost, a lot of them lost everything, their farms, their family, every fucking thing. But it was fucking worth it to them. I guess only 3%. I got everybody but that 3%, the people who didn't help, the people who, I mean, if you just sit there and watched it happen, your fucking ass should have been out of here, because you cannot appreciate that which you didn't fucking fight for. You fucking let it go. You let it go because it was easier to let it go than defend it. And back in your day, it was easy to fucking defend. You left it for the fucking my generation. All of you did, you sons of bitches. You left it for my fucking generation. So that some fucking old man could go out and fucking show you these motherfuckers how to fucking fight and die like an American national. This is our country. And we're not going to be fucking taken out of here easily. And you ain't going to take us out of here at all. You come here, I hear they're United Nations. They're here. I see them everywhere. I know what that, if you can't fucking recognize them, you don't look right. Do you ever look fucking up? Do you ever look fucking down, or you just stare straight ahead like you got fucking blinders on? Because they are here. And when this thing fucking goes down, they'll be the first. See, I thought they would fucking wait until at least we would bash the fuck out of their fucking little puny ass fucking mercenaries they've hired. You know, the fucking police the people without zero authority to do so and in violation of the fucking law. I thought they tried, but they already know better. They already, this tells me that they know how many of us there fucking are, and we will take your fucking UN and we will shove it right up your fucking ass. They will wish they hadn't to come to this fucking continent. They will die. Every fucking one of them will die. And when we get a hold of a UN motherfucker, you ain't going to want to be that son of a bitch. Also, Monday, the EU announced a plan to provide Ukraine with 1 million artillery shells over the next year, which will not cost the bloc more than $2 billion. It's a couple of billion. Why your people fucking go hungry? Why we keep getting less every fucking day when we can't fucking afford to eat, when we can't afford to keep a roof over our head? My sons, you know. My youngest son, he works up north, and I mean, he was paying, I mean, like $1,800 for a goddamn one room fucking apartment, and he just got a thing they're raising at $350 fucking dollars. He's gonna have to fucking move, and he makes goddamn good money. They can just, you know what? They can do any fucking thing to us they want. You know why? Because we're a bunch of pussies. We won't fucking stand them down. We won't fight them. I will. Will you? $2 billion, huh? EU members will get the rounds from their own stockpiles. Fuck. Yeah, that's it, man. You want to? Hey, why don't you give all your fucking ammunition away and then start a war? Man, that makes sense to me, but you know that nuclear arsenal always plays in the back of my fucking mind. You know the mutual assured destruction that sure enough shit like this was never going to fucking happen? Wonder what, I mean, have they removed it, like the gold and the silver? I mean, what are these, do you trust these motherfuckers? They talk about fucking trusting the people. You can't trust the people because you have betrayed them. You've committed treason against our people. You have committed treason against our law. You have tried to fucking bring us down to the point that a fucking Chinese son of a bitch could fucking come. So that's what they want. They want Chinese overlords over here running us. You'll own no land. You'll own no goddamn house. You'll only own your own fucking clothes. You'll fucking be like these fucking ignorant, dumbass fucking, and they are dumbing you down. I mean, goddamn, when you can pass high school without a goddamn knowing how to read, write, do arithmetic or anything, well, fucking, I guess you've got pretty, that's a Chinaman for you. So you're going to find out we ain't fucking Chinaman, you sons of bitches. You fucking scum, you murdering bastards. Announced a plan to provide $2 billion. EU members will get the control rounds from their own stockpiles and also jointly produce more. Ukraine has told the EU that it needs 350,000 shells per month. Maybe I ought to write a goddamn letter saying I need 350,000 rounds of fucking ammunition. I'm an American national. This goddamn country belongs to me. Its resources belongs to me. And I don't say that lightly. My fucking people were here on my mom's side in 1668, on my father's side in 1739. So when it was all over, it fucking belonged to us. And we never gave it up. It was never taken from us through any due process of the fucking law. So, yes, it belongs to us. And, yes, I am the goddamn authority here. You motherfuckers are thieves. You are fucking snakes. And that's the problem here, people. All we got to do is go for the head of that fucking snake. You watch these motherfuckers run. They ain't going to be worth a paycheck what these UN motherfuckers are going to get. They're gonna find out why you do not come to fucking the United States of America when we've been warning you for fucking 30 fucking years, you son of a bitches. Produce more for Ukraine. It needs 350,000 shells per month. Well, we better get the fuck on it. I can start fucking selling my clothes. See what else we got. We can sell our guns. We can sell whatever we need to get this to our fucking enemies so they can hurry up and fucking dust us, huh? Because that's really what it's fucking all about. What else we got here? Diagnosed to death, days or weeks, testicular turbo cancer. Turbo cancer, people. We now have turbo fucking cancer. I mean, it ain't been 5 years ago when this would have been a bad B movie. And they're fucking doing this shit. And we're sitting here fucking letting them. Anyway, this is put up by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Dr. William Macus has been sounding the alarm about the doctors who have been dying in Canada following their receiving the experimental COVID shot. However, he has also been warning of lots of other deaths and injuries related to the deadly poisons. Poisonous shots. See, you know it is. We know they're killing us. They're killing us by the goddamn hordes. And we sat on our fucking asses, polish that fucking gun, man. And the latest is testicular cancer that is being found in young athletes. That he refers to it as turbo testicular cancer, which people are dying within days or weeks of being diagnosed. That's it, man. All your young fighting people, all the young, young, old, they want to kill every fucking one of us. They blew up those Georgia Guidestones, so we couldn't keep referring to them. Look, see, they're doing exactly what they said they'd do. Well, we ain't forgot about them, son of a bitch. They're everywhere. Make no mistake about it. Tributes have been paid to a young Irish cricket player who died days after being diagnosed with testicular cancer. I mean, these are young athletes. These are people who are in shape. These are people who are fucking working out. I mean, they got should have strong bodies, strong immune systems, and they do, except for the fucking death shot. And they keep on talking. Now they're really admitting that when they fucking stick that shot in fucking people, it is killing them. What they're not owning up to is the fucking shedding that's killing the rest. That is an involuntary fucking inoculation across the fucking board with arbitrary to the people. You don't get no fucking choice. You got to go to the store to get some fucking food. You walk by some fucking jerk, dumbass son of a bitch who just took the fucking shot, probably got a fucking check for doing it, and then you get fucking sick and you fucking die. It fucking kills you. Stupidity. If this country goes down, it will be due to stupidity and cowardice. 21-year-old Daniel Donanen was rushed to the Ulster Hospital where he was treated for a bleed to the brain. See, that's what Laura died of. No aneurysm, no fucking clot. Her brain just started bleeding. It happens all the time. It's common. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Well, not the coronavirus, but the shot. It ain't the coronavirus because the coronavirus never fucking existed. COVID-19 never existed. Never existed. COVID-19 never existed. Fuck you, global motherfuckers. It never existed. But that goddamn shot that the death shot that they have with the goddamn protein platelets, that motherfucker exists. And people do shed them. And they do kill people who weren't stupid enough to fucking take that fucking shot, like my wife. You motherfuckers, I know who killed her and how she died and why she died, you motherfucking scum. You think about what's waiting for you out here, you motherfuckers. Come on, bring it on. We got fucking justice to deal out to your fucking asses. You are in violation of our law. You have violated humanity's fucking laws. You are goddamn enemies to the fucking world. You're fucking monsters that need to be exterminated. And you know who you are, Bill Gates. I think his nasty face was on one of the articles I was going to read yesterday. That slimeball son of a bitch. How does he... This motherfucker has not been elected to even dog catcher. And he's out there fucking killing people by the fucking millions. What are you going to do about it? Is somebody going to fucking go for the head of that fucking snake? Oh, people. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back into this article here. Let's see, we'll be back in just a moment.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed, and how I got to thinking about all those things you said, about all the different people, and how I think it's, if all things get back on you, then I hope this does the trick. I'm really complaining about how
I don't feel right.
And I'm taking all these bitches about your food and your pills, and I'm just thinking of you about your way of life, and I think I can do more for you. Just here for the night. Eat the red. There's only one thing that I'm very good for. Eat the red. I think one bite now, I'll come back for more. Eat the red. I gotta get this off my chest. Eat the red. I think one bite now, I'll come back for more. So I called up my head shrinker, and I told him what I'd done. Said, you best go on a diet, yeah, I hope you'll have some fun. And I don't go to the bubble, all the rich folks will get rude, cause you won't get in no trouble, when you keep that kind of food. I have a song in up that gun bar, and then they go get sick.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and of course that was Aerosmith with Eat the Rich. And we will eat you motherfuckers. Because then a part of their game plan is to fucking starve us out, man. And we know it. Let's go on down here and read some more of this one here. I mean, it has a long list of all these athletes. I mean, these are world-class athletes. Skiers, fucking rugby players, I mean, coaches. I mean, that have taken a shot in this turbo cancer, turbo testicular cancer. I mean, and there's a list as long as your goddamn arm. Go look at the fucking, article if you want to see the fucking faces of these people. I mean, shit, man, you got, let's go ahead and look at them, man. Let's see this guy here. Let's start at the top. Okay, former Norwegian ski star Asel Lewid, Sir Civadel, was recently diagnosed with testicular cancer. The former world-class skier announced this on Saturday, and via Instagram, he had already been operated on, and the operation went well. Heather Herta, Berlin's Jean Paul Boetus, will have an operation after urological examination diagnosed a tumor in his testicles. This year alone, Timo Bagrate, Marco Ryder, and BVB's Sebastian Heller were all diagnosed with testicular cancer, all four men under the age of 30. MK Dons, goalkeeper, coach, and former player Lewis Price, 38, have been given indefinite leave from the club after being diagnosed with testicular cancer. Lewis Price, diagnosed with testicular cancer. MK Dons, goalkeeping coach, and former player Lewis Price has been given indefinite leave. Okay, here's another. Ivory Coast Daily, Ivory Coast Center. Oh, it's a basketball player. Center forward Sebastian Haller was recalled to the national squad for matches against Comoros on Wednesday after an absence of several months, during which he underwent treatment for testicular cancer. The Bomgadi, 26, is not in training camp with Union because of his testicular cancer. But now there is a new hope for a comeback for him. Another one here. Marco Richter is diagnosed with testicular cancer. This is a soccer player. Marco Richter has had the tumor removed. It has not spread and has returned to full training. Welcome back, and sending prayers to whoever. Here's another one. Looks like a rugby player or something. Here's Greater Western Sydney striker Bobby Hill, 22, will undergo surgery on Tuesday after being diagnosed with testicular cancer. He is now indefinitely incapacitated. Norwich Young goalkeeper Dan Barden suffers from testicular cancer. The West Sport. I was a long way from Washington, coming to Collingwood. They made me feel at home. Bobby Hill has opened up on his battle with testicular cancer after kicking 3 goals in a fairy tale return to the game at the MCG. Now, what's going on, it says here. Well, we know what the fuck's going on. When a fact check vigorously denies something, it is very often true. Sure enough, a fact check denying the link between COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fuck you. COVID-19 does not exist. The vaccine does not exist. It is not a vaccine. It is a death shot made of fucking protein platelets that fucking changes your DNA so it attacks you instead of fucking protects you. And COVID-19 vaccines and testicular cancer exists. Click here. The fact check says there's no evidence but admits gain of truth for football players from the German First League have got testicular cancer since the spring of 2022, except it is not just for German football players. It's also rugby players, skiers, cricket players, etc. I mean, these are people who should have the best chance against getting
But they rearrange it. Once they rearrange your DNA, you've got strong DNA that puts out strong immunities. If it puts out the poison that kills you, if it puts out this poison that shuts down your fucking organs, I guess it would be, turbo. It's athlete as well. Some cases are extremely rapidly progressive, like this one. Late stage, less than 2 months from second jab, spread everywhere. Or in the case of a 21-year-old Irish cricket player, Daniel Donnan, only a few days from diagnosis to death. Few days. These are athletes. They're checked regularly. Or the case, VARS 123833, a 32-year-old military man who developed testicular pain 4 days after second Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA dose, and 20 days later was diagnosed with testicular cancer with metastatic spread, mastitizing, to reperitoneal lymph nodes. I know it went to his lymph nodes and killed him, or didn't. I don't know if it's killed him or not. As an oncologist, I asked, and why? Yes, the COVID-19 vaccine spike protein localizes to the test, according to the Japanese Pfizer Oregon biodistribution study done with rats. But at 48 hour, the ovaries get 40 times more LMP mRNA than the testicles. So they're fucking attacking the women too. Perhaps the more important part is that the mRNA continues to accumulate in the testes. With time, how long and how and to what degree, we don't know, because Pfizer didn't look beyond 48 hours. More physical activity means more blood flow, which more mRNA delivered to the heart as well as the other tests. So if the myocarditis and sudden cardiac death don't get you, well, this shit will. Pfizer biotech have a testicular cancer treatment. I'm going to go take that right a fucking way if I've got it, don't you? More fucking shots. Take another fucking shot. Take another fucking booster. Watch people die. That's what I mean, that's what it is here where I live, man. I never thought I'd see such shit. I never thought I'd see such fucking nothing from my fucking people. And that's what I'm seeing. Physician assistant fired after reporting adverse reactions to COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Just keep fucking saying it. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's never been a fucking study isolating COVID-19 because they have no fucking apparatus to use to make such a study to isolate any fucking virus. They've lied all along. Okay. This is by Amber Crawford. Deborah, and it was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Deborah Conrad, a physician assistant in New York, was fired from her job after reporting COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's no vaccine. There's just a death shot. To the death shot adverse events reporting system, VARS. In 2021, Conrad began to notice that the side effects of the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, death shot were being ignored by fellow medical professionals and that her colleagues were hesitant to report them. After the vaccines came out, there was the uptick in unusual symptoms, some of which I had never seen in my 20-year career, Conrad told the Epoch Times. In every case, it was in somebody who had received the COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, they received a fucking death shot. Call it what it fucking is. It's what's doing
I mean, it's just like calling this fucking place a republic or calling it amendments to the Constitution. The Constitution gave fuck you. We're tired of your misnomers. We tell the fucking truth here. We call it like it fucking is, whether you like it or not. Until the, and then, you know, that's one of the reasons why they fucking hate this fucking site. Because the fucking people, we're not fucking scared of you. They are fucking scared shitless of us. Because we are not afraid of them. They their whole fucking mantra is to get keep people in fear so they'll do things they wouldn't otherwise do. We won't fucking do it. Never. We will fucking bring your asses to justice under our fucking law. The Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, you are going to fucking answer to it. And we are going to have fucking justice. After you've already declared war, so you fucking send your fucking battle troops. But goddamn, we're stupid. We're stupid for not going for the head of the snake. How many people do we have that can do the 1,000-yard shot? How fucking many of you? Stop polishing that son of a bitch and use it. Until the COVID vaccine were released to the public, Conrad had never encountered an adult patient with respiratory, syncytial virus, RSV. Suddenly, patients were being admitted with RSV, and according to Conrad, every patient who came in with RSV had vaccinated for COVID-19. For COVID, it wasn't normal. And it ain't every fucking patient. You see, they're trying to draw our attention away from the fact that they're fucking, the platelets are fucking killing more people than the goddamn vaccine. The shedding is killing more people than the goddamn vaccine. You are being involuntarily fucking, it's just like if they were spraying it in the fucking air. What the fuck is the difference? And that's what they're trying to lead us away with. Oh yeah, it's killing the hell out of fucking people. They're only hurting themselves and it's their choice. No, they're fucking killing other people. They're killing people's loved ones. Have they killed your loved ones yet? Have they killed someone you care about yet? Are you just going to fucking sit there until they do and then just sit there some more? It wasn't normal. Conrad also revealed that she saw children who had recently been vaccinated come down with intense cases of pneumonia who had previously been completely healthy. How many times do we need to be told? I mean, that used to be something, remember your parents? How many times do I have to tell you? I mean, like I said, this is no goddamn secret. We know what they're fucking doing. We are failing to fucking act. It's on us. We're allowing it. We're allowing our loved ones to fucking die. Conrad also revealed that she saw children who had recently been vaccinated come down with intense cases of pneumonia. They weren't able to walk or eat, and they were completely and totally fatigued, Conrad said of the adolescents with the pneumonia. Conrad also addressed the rising paces of myocarditis associated with COVID vaccine. It's not COVID vaccine. It is the fucking death shot. It's no kind of, the CDC came out on their own fucking site and said it wasn't a vaccine. And no, that doesn't matter. We're going to keep calling it a COVID vaccine. It ain't a fucking vaccine. It is a death shot. It is made to alter your DNA so it turns your immune system against your body and kills you. That's that fucking simple. And you don't have to take the fucking shot. Somebody else can fucking take it for you. Your Typhoid Mary or your Typhoid Larry. And you fucking pass them in the store. They give you your fucking immunization. They give you your death shot. Thank you very much, stupid people. You stupid motherfuckers have been the problem all along. A lot of these myocarditis cases came in with fevers because of the massive inflammatory response that was taking place in their body, and I seen it. So they would be labeled as septic, treated as if they were treating pneumonia or fevers or unknown origin. And Conrad, we'd test them with antibiotics and all sorts of other things, not realizing they were having heart failure. Oh, no, you don't realize that. I mean, right. You're not hooked up to a heart monitor when you're fucking on the edge of death. They don't notice that. When Conrad began to file reports with VARS, she was met with backlash from the leadership at her workplace. They kept telling her, we're looking into it and we'll get back to you. Around April of 2021, leadership came back and no one else is reporting injuries. Nobody else is reporting it. They don't want to lose their fucking job. That fucking paycheck's more important than a human life. That's for goddamn sure. Mammon. Implying that I was crazy and there was nothing really going on with the vaccines, Conrad revealed. She was then accused of over-reporting to VARS and told that by doing VARS reports and even discussing VARS, that it was an admission that the vaccines were unsafe. Fucking if you don't know those motherfuckers are unsafe by now, like I said, you're a fucking retard. They know we know we know we know. I mean, you forced it, motherfuckers. That is a fucking war crime. You're going to fucking hang. I want to see Fosse fucking hang. I want to see all these son of a bitches involved in this fucking hang. So it's contributing to a vaccine hesitancy. I mean, you didn't shot. Dying ain't enough for me, you son of a bitch. I want to see you tried. I want to see you shitting yourself as you're going up those 13 fucking steps. I want to see you shitting yourself when you step on that goddamn trap door. I want to see you do the shit dance when you go through that son of a bitch and it snaps your fucking low life. Murder and fucking neck. Her workplace became a very hostile environment. There's a fucking surprise. No one cared, Conrad said. Finally, I had it. I was so unethical. It was so unethical, I couldn't take anymore. These VARS reports are critical to assuring these vaccines are safe. It ain't a vaccine. Quit calling it one. Even in needs, they got to throw in the propaganda. It is not a fucking vaccine. Get that through your fucking head. It's not a fucking goddamn democracy. It's not constitutional fucking rights. Are safe for all, for us all. I could no longer be a part of a system that is lying to the American people. Say it ain't so. I couldn't remain silent even if it meant losing my career and everything I worked for, she added. For you. My fucking wife lost her fucking life, you fucking scum. How many people did you give that shit to? Yourself. Number one was, she added, I was fired a few weeks later and walked out like a criminal in front of all my peers. Poor fucking you. After being fired for speaking the truth and advocating for patient safety, Conrad realized that the whole system is corrupt. No fucking shit. You figured that out? You're a goddamn fucking genius. And how unethical the relationship is between federal officials and the pharmaceutical industry. They are one and the fucking same. They are corporations. They are in it to fucking make as much money as they can, killing you, killing every fucking one of us. They want us all dead. You understand that? The light in the whole experience for me is now that now I'm aware of how deep the lies and corruption really are. Well, you could have been aware a whole lot longer, earlier, lady, if you'd have fucking, I mean, this is what you're doing. You were putting this shit in people, and you fucking, it took you this long to fucking figure it out, figure out what people knew before, even before the fucking shots started being put out. Let's see what else we got here. But all of got here up to for today. So we'll try and get more. There was another one. I can't figure out what happened. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it was a video. And I want to try this video right here because I talked to my son about it last night. He said he was going to look into it. I want somebody with a phone to tell me if you can hear it. Could you, anybody with a phone hear that?
Yeah, I heard something, Henry.
And what, was it clear or?
Well, I don't know. It just sounded like music. Was that music?
No, this is a video.
Yeah, I know. Play some more. Nothing coming in over the phone that I can hear.
Okay, well, see, that's an impossibility. It has to be an algorithm at the phone where the phone is, where they do their broadcast from. We'll have to get a hold of them today and tell them to fix it, because there's no, all of this goes through one thing. It comes out one fucking wire. If I can hear it, I mean, everybody should be able to hear it, and there's no two ways about it. Anyways, we're going to call it a day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast to scare the shit out of the motherfucking scumbags from the trenchesworldreport.com. And until then, man, I mean, don't let up. I mean, I like the comments. I mean, the comments have been coming to me like, fuck you. Come on, let's do it, you fucking cunts. Bring UN here, UN dies. That is the word from the trenches.